This is an LIC.
LIC.
Longitudinal Integrated Clerkship.
LIC.
This is an LIC Preceptor podcast. Once the clinic session is over, written by Dr. Tali Ziv, Associate Program Director of Kaiser UCSF Longitudinal Integrated Clerkship, and Dr. Lindsay Mazzotti, Assistant Physician in Chief over Physician Education and Development at Kaiser Oakland. One of the most important aspects of longitudinal integrated clerkships is the continuity of care provided to patients. This requires that students work after their clinical sessions with their preceptors to communicate about patient care. Discussing how to keep track and accomplish such tasks can be a helpful learning experience for students, but it requires clear communication to avoid errors of omission and to encourage student ownership. Let's consider how to communicate clearly with the student when you no longer share a physical space, as there are many opportunities to create teaching moments asynchronously. Let's first look at students following up on results after a clinical encounter. Lab results can be tricky because first, the student must know how to interpret the result, and second, how to communicate the result to their preceptor and possibly to the patient. Some students may have EMR access, and preceptors can forward results within this system with a posted question such as, "What would you do with this potassium?" or "How would you interpret this urine culture?" Students can be given the opportunity to make a commitment, and then can be directed to do further reading on subjects that require more in-depth study. If students cannot access the EMR, they can still be assigned the task of following the result, interpreting it, and reaching out to their preceptor. Strategies may include emailing results with identifiers deleted, or even calling students with results. More advanced students may reach out to the patient and provide education and a follow-up plan. Similarly, students can follow up on imaging studies ordered for patients. For example, for a chest x-ray ordered for a patient with a chronic cough, the student can be told, "If the x-ray is normal, please call the patient and let her know the results. See how she feels on the medication we prescribed, and forward me a copy of your telephone documentation for me to co-sign. If the x-ray is abnormal, please call or electronically message me before you contact the patient so we can come up with a plan together." Ideally, students can also review primary radiographic studies with radiologists, which is another great learning opportunity. Physicians are inundated with communications from other providers. These may include specialty consult reports, PT, OT, speech therapy reports, or pre-authorizations for medication in some medical systems. Physicians likely also receive communication from patients themselves. There can be value in forwarding copies of reports related to their patient's care to the student to review between clinic days. Students can learn a tremendous amount from reviewing the care of other interdisciplinary members of the healthcare team. These reviews shed light on how systems of care affect patients. Students can also be CC'd on responses to patient messages to virtually shadow their doctor's communication within the health record. Keeping tabs of when to share information with the student between visits can prove time-consuming and requires mindfulness to the task, but the value gained can be tremendous. Switching gears a bit, let's talk about how the student can learn about their patient by following the patient through encounters with other providers. Students should have between-clinic interactions with our patients as they see physician consultants and multidisciplinary team members such as pharmacists and physical therapists. Other podcasts have outlined strategies for encouraging this continuity. Once assigned these types of tasks, students are responsible for sharing with preceptors how the between-clinic encounter went, what the next steps were, and what questions arose from joining the clinical encounter. Lastly, let's discuss common pitfalls that occur when teaching outside of clinic time and assigning student follow-up tasks after clinic visits. According to Dr. Ziv, it is important to stress to the student that the preceptor is ultimately responsible and that the preceptor should be notified immediately around unclear patient questions or comments, or around new medical information that might potentially need action right away. This will help to avoid errors and delay of care. Not knowing is always better than guessing, and this cannot be overemphasized. Consistently communicating a time frame or deadline on tasks assigned for follow-up between clinic sessions is also important. Understanding the timeline of urgency around checking and communicating results helps the student develop their clinical knowledge and provides the student with an expectation for safe practice. Consider, for example, is it okay to check the potassium in 3 months after initiating high-dose Lasix? Well, not really. How about checking the bone density result? Less urgent. It can certainly wait till next week. Although these seem like obvious facts for an experienced preceptor, it may not be something that students have had exposure to, and can help broaden clinical knowledge. Your student should know exactly what you expect between encounters and should be clear about their specific responsibility. Make sure the student realizes that the work done between clinics is also part of their clerkship responsibility and contributes to their overall evaluation. Mindful communication between clinic encounters will allow the preceptor to appropriately and safely delegate tasks. A thoughtful and organized process of communication will also enhance the patient's care experience, both in the areas of quality of care and service experience. Although this takes some effort on the part of the preceptor and the student, the learning gained from this between-clinic teaching can be invaluable.